Proclamation number 4677 of 26th of June, 1949. Purpose and aim of the Earth Walk. Instructions and help of God. The purpose and meaning of earthly life is the upward development of the human being's soul, which begins earthly life as a human being in a state which is not godlike and is meant to develop into a godlike being. This upward development can only take place when the human being moves in divine order, i.e., fulfills God's will. God's will, however, is that the human being discards all his faults and instincts which he possessed at the beginning, that he shapes himself into love in order to become similar to God, who is eternal love himself. If the human being lifts in divine order, then the state of ignorance will also disappear, the human being's knowledge will increase, his knowledge will correspond to truth, his thinking will always be right, his will turn towards good, and every activity will be based on love for God and his neighbor. The human being's soul will become perfect, as is its destiny, and finally be able to discard the earthly shell in order to enter the spiritual kingdom light-heartedly as a being of light which can work in all strength and wisdom for its own happiness. This is the purpose and aim of the earthly walk. In order to reach the aim, that is, to do what is necessary to become perfect, the human being must be instructed, which can happen in many ways. He can receive instructions from outside which first stimulate him to think, whereupon the instructions can be continued from within, i.e., the activity of thought is constantly stimulated by spiritual beings which stand in knowledge, and the human being can, so to speak, hold dialogue with those beings which now instruct him truthfully, even if mentally. Thus the human being will always think and want correctly as soon as he is serious about truth. And thus he will now be informed of what the human being is, of his relationship to the eternal Creator, of how he should change this relationship and what his fate in eternity should and can be. The responsibility for his soul has to be presented to him so that he now leads an appropriate way of life. Instruction offered to him from within, if the human being is of good will himself, that is, if he thinks in a God-oriented way, will always correspond to the truth. However, since people who are distant from God also want to teach, thus they want to transfer their wrong thoughts, which must be wrong because they are not turned towards God, to their fellow human beings, it is understandable that people will be offered many misguided teachings which contradict each other, and there will then always be a battle on earth between error and truth. And therefore God now comes to the aid of people who demand him. He imparts his word to them as guarantor of truth. He teaches people directly by revealing himself through the inner voice to the person who desires to hear him. Thus he trains teachers who pass on his word, the truth he received from himself, to their fellow human beings. And through his word he makes his will known to people, he instructs them what to do and what not to do, he gives them the commandment of love and introduces them to knowledge which is extremely valuable for the soul's development. He clarifies error, warns and admonishes, and thus constantly helps his children to perfection on this earth like a loving father. However, his word, which is directly conveyed to earth, is and always remains the same as he himself preached to people at the time of his life on earth, for his word never changes forever. If it undergoes a change due to human will, then he will always convey it to earth again in all purity, and thus his word will remain in existence for all eternity. But the word changed by people will constantly give rise to divisions because it changes again and again as soon as it does once deviated from the only truth. God will always ensure that perfection is possible for the human being in the short time on earth, even though he leaves him free will to make use of every possibility. Yet error and lies make perfection on earth impossible, which is why the pure truth is to be conveyed to people, and everyone who seriously desires the truth will be brought close to it. Therefore the human being only needs to want to experience what is right and true and God will supply it to him. Depending on his maturity and ability to recognize, he will be instructed directly or indirectly, as God in his wisdom recognizes to be effective for him. Amen.